His loving character they completely forgot.
The woes of the lost world rose up before him.
The angels ceased their joyful singing.
The Son of God was touched with pity for the fallen race.
But divine love already had a plan.
For the broken law demanded the deceiver.
The fallen human race now needs a redeemer.
None but the Son can make atonement for men,
so that he can be in harmony with heaven again. How can he let his precious Son go through all this suffering?
But he loved the world and gave his only begotten as an offering.
This is the mystery of redemption, the love God has for men. It is beyond.
Very beginning,
with judging minds and hardened hearts, all infected with Satan's poison darts.
Unbeknownst, we keep on to say it is God who ruins lives every day,
while we keep the sun daily on the cross. We exalt the enemy in spite of eternal. Take the guilt and shame of sin, to rescue every soul from eternal ruin. The universe's king struggled to yield up his Son, to come down to earth and die for everyone.
Out of this bondage we all can come,
when we follow Jesus' footsteps one by one.
He never judged, never condemned.
The broken hearts he would always mend.
The love of the Father he came to show.
His true character for all to know. And if you study close, you will see that he is not what we thought him to be. The Son of God would take the guilt and shame of sin, to rescue every soul from eternal ruin. The universe's king struggled to yield up his Son, to come down to earth and die for everyone.
The Son of God took the guilt and shame of eternal.